Sicher nicht, was habe ich mir gesagt, das ist nicht, was der Neue Schöne, das ist ja schon faul. Okay, we are now beginning. I'm sorry, this is going to be, it's a very short shiur today. There's Rabbi Berman's giving a shiur, and it's a lot of things today. So I apologize for the... It'll give you more time for Hazar. Tain Adinim Baba Yehol Yos Chasev and Megillas Esther Vazayi Kriyak Shev. So he said the Megillas Esther, he has to have the Rove has to be there, the Rove of the Megillah, right? And if you're missing something at the beginning or the end, that's no good. And if you're missing an Inyan Sholem in the middle, that's also no good. Right? Like a whole part of the story. You know? But if say you're missing a word here, a word there, as long as it's not from the beginning or the end, the Megillah is still kosher.
By beginning, you mean like the first word?
Yeah, it's hard to know. Yeah, definitely the first word. I don't know like how far is it still considered the beginning, but okay. Be'er halacha zu al pi haRamban. So the Ramban explains that the pshat is that because the Megillah is nikra sefer and nikra igeris. Right, so sefer is very formal, the book, right? So it's a very formal thing; you can't miss anything. But igeris is very informal. Igeris is a letter; it's very informal. So a letter, you know, you write something in a letter, you can be missing a word. So therefore, since that's what Ramban explains, since it's Mikra Sefer and Mikra Igeris, so the mice,
is Torah readings as strict as being with
us? What?
What's more strict, the Torah readings or... Really?
So therefore, in other words, so therefore it could be missing. The Torah reading is only a Sefer, so you can't have anything missing.
Scared of missing a letter than...
No. Okay, number three.
Yeah. It's because it's an igeris, right? The Ramban says.
That's what I just said.
Okay. So let's say if you're reading Megillah ben Aksuvim, then you have to, that wouldn't apply, right? If it's ben Aksuvim. It doesn't apply.
You mean if you are saying if you're reading the Megillah, not only Megillah, say that you have a whole scroll, not only with Megillah Sester, but all the Chamesh Megillahs, all the Ksuvim. So what does Gemara say? That it's the difference between a Yochid and it's by Tzibur, it's no good. What does Gemara say?
Yeah, the Gemara says you're not Yotzei the Kriya, but Tzibur, at least not the Maila of Kriya Tzibur.
Tzibur, you're not, yeah. So the question is, what would it be missing?
Yeah, I wanted to say that maybe then you wouldn't say, according to Ramban, you wouldn't say ain't midducting b'tay yourself, because you're reading, it's not an igeris.
It's not an igeris, it's part of the sefer.
Yeah.
It's only igeris when it's the Megillah Esther alone, Rav Arar wants to say. But if it's part of the longer thing, then maybe you have to be more machmir.
Right.
Yeah, okay, that's a good svar that Rav Arar is saying. In other words, the Gemara speaks about a case where the Megillah Esther is not just the Megillah Esther, but it's part of a bigger scroll. There are other things there. There are the other Megillahs. So then Rav Harari thought, and then it's more like a Sefer, so then if it would be missing letters, maybe it wouldn't have a din of Igeris and wouldn't have the cool of Igeris. Maybe. Interesting pshat. Then the question is, what if you come late to shul? What if you come late to shul? So, and you miss the first pasuk, say. So could you just make it up and then you'll catch up? Would we say no? Maybe missing the first pasuk is the same thing as having the first pasuk not written. Here you're reading it from your chumash, that's called Baal Peh. This is not as... So this is a discussion that Rav Shechter always says over, that the Halacha speaks about it, and Shechter met Rav Lichtenstein had talked about it once. But the point being is that, is it parallel? One could say that just like if it's not written the first pasuk, and you had to read it bal peh, so you're not Yotze, so too, when you read it bal peh also, because you came late and you didn't have a kosher Megillah, maybe also you're not Yotze. So the Bir Halacha has two different opinions. I think he's Mitzadeh, in the Bir Halacha Dawat. Rav Shechter spoke about this, that it's okay. That's only in the first pasuk if it's not written. But if you came late and you read it, then you would be able to be Yotze. But he quotes a Shita not like that also. So the best is not to come late in Megillah. But it could be Mikar Adin, I think, from the Bir Halacha, you have to check inside, but it might be okay. Now, what's the source that you have to read the Megillah from a Sefer? So what's the source? So it says Ksov Zos Zikaron B'Sefer V'Simbos Nei Yoshua. It says the word Sefer by Amalek, and then it says the word Sefer where? By Purim. It's the a Sefer. It's called Sefer by Megillas Esther. No, it says what? Dvar Meilin is Karn V'Nasim. No, it doesn't say Megillah. It says it's called Zozi Karn B'Sefer by Amalek, right? And then it says Dvar Meilin is Karn V'Nasim by Megillah, which is the Megillah. So, and Megillah. So therefore, we learn that just like what. That by Amalek it says Sefer, and he says Zikaron. So when it says Nizkaron by Megillah, it also has to be a Sefer. Also has to be. So therefore, you learn from there that Megillah Sester has to be from a Sefer. So what's the Chiddush of the Marshag? Marshag has discussion, what if you had a Sefer Torah Puzzle for Kriyas Parsha Zohar? So Chara, if it's possible for Kriyas Parsha Zohar, so maybe it's not a Sefer, right? Because it has to be from a Sefer. But the Marshag wants to claim that if you're learning of the Din Sefer from Zohar to Purim, and by Purim at the end of the day the Din Sefer doesn't require. Because it's called Igeris, so it doesn't require to be what? To have all the, to be a Sefer Shalem. So too, maybe by Parsha Shabbos Zohar also doesn't have to be a Sefer Shalem. Because at the end of the day, now one could argue, like Rav Harari would say, but there it's only different because it's also called Igeris. In other words, would you say that Achrei Klos HaKol, if you're comparing Megillah and Zohar, and that Sefer in the end is and the Sefer of Megillah doesn't have to be a full Sefer, so maybe for Shabbat Zohar also doesn't have to be a full Sefer.
Rabbi, this is a case
for. So, one second, so that's why he discusses what's the din if you, in the Sefer Torah. I think he talks about what if the two letters touching each other. Right? So the halach is that's a Sefer Torah puzzle, because you need Mukav Gvil. You can't have. You need the. So, yeah, but if you were comparing. The Sefer Torah, and we're comparing the two, if we're comparing the two, so then it could be that. That at the end of the day, Megillah doesn't have to be Shalom, so maybe this doesn't have to be Shalom. This is the Torah for Shabbat Zohar doesn't have to be Shalom. But one could be Doicha and say, because the only reason it's not Shalom is not being saved, it's a Dini Gerishimo. And yeah. But the Marshag, I guess, learned maybe he wasn't working with the Ramban. He was working that Or it could be he's learning that the Igeres touches up what type of sefer you need, you know. But that was his work. At the end of the day, the Megillah doesn't have to be Sholem, and we learn out the sefer, we learn Gzeir Shavav, and it's Yom Meim is Karim Minasim, and so is the Karim Sefer. We're learning out the Sefer Torah from Parsha Zohar, and this from one from the other. So then if Megillas Esther doesn't have to be Sholem, maybe this it doesn't. So therefore, it wouldn't be such a big deal if you have one time it's not Mukav Gvil, because who cares? I mean, even if it would be missing, it would be okay by Parsha Zohar. That's what he's saying. You hear Ferrari?
Does it say the word Mamas Sefer by
Megillas? Yeah,
I hear. Yeah. Yeah, check.
I didn't know that you were speaking.
But
Rabbi, we have a case of a Gzera Shava here that works both ways. But not always it works both ways.
Yeah. Okay, then. Yeah, that's true. Tain Divrei Prima Gadol. The Prima Gadol says you need a Sefer Torah Kshever for Parsha Zohar. And then we had the Gemara about Rabbi Lezer came to Shul, and there was only 9 people and his Eved, so he was Shachar, his Eved Kanani, to make a minion. But the Gemara says, how? Oh, but it's an Isser to be Meshachar Eved Avi. So the Gemara says that Lomban Tavodu. So the Gemara says Mitzvah Derabim. So the Rush discusses, well, what's the mitzvah derabim? So one of the possibilities, he says, maybe it's for Shabbat Parsha Zohar. Maybe mitzvah derabim is for Shabbat Zohar. But he says it's not mistabrit that that's what the Gemara was talking about. So he thinks that even just for regular Baruchu, but that's the Trumas Hadeshen in question 8, says you see from the Rush that Shabbat Zohar is a deraisa. So people who have to come in early from the villages to the city to hear Megillas Esther, they should might as well come in the Shabbos before, so that they could hear Parsha Zohar. And the question 9, the Sefer Achinuch says women aren't chayiv in Parsha Zohar because it's not benos milchama, but the Michas Chinuch argues and he says, but what about the Gemara says the kind of mitzvah? So if you chosam bichupasa v'kala bichupasa goes in for Shabbos Zohar. And then we have the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says he yotzei Shabbos Zohar with Vayovo Amalek on Purim morning. But others disagree. The Soros Tshuva disagrees. I think he disagrees. I mean, that was the taina. I think he's, if I'm not mistaken, he has that taina. Zohar Sasher Solcha Amalek. So you have to talk about what Amalek did, and maybe so that's in Shabbos and Tikisaitse, Shakar Chavaderech, but not necessarily in Vayovo Amalek. So not everyone agrees with the Magen Avraham. Okay. Okay, Rabbi Musa, I have to apologize. Rabbi Berman is giving a shiur for Shiur Klali. It's the annual Yortzeit shiur for Yitzchak Elchanan, so I have to go. So that's why everything is rushed today. Rabbi Meir, I'm going to call you later. I'll return the call. Return my call or your call. Okay, so I apologize. Tomorrow we'll finish the Chazara tomorrow, Bezer Hashem, and we'll have the Bechina Sunday. So we won't have regular shiur on Sunday, and then on Monday we'll continue weiter. Okay, so say hello to everyone, Rabbi Yosef Katan, and Ezra Hagler, and Hilan Sasson, and Daniel Albert, and Avram Levitt, and Max Hershkowitz, and Avishai Samor of Harari, Rav Nathan Bauer, Joshua Grofsky, Ezra Hagler, Yosef Katan, Moshe Carroll, Rav Harari, Rav Aram Levitt, Nathan Bauer, Akiva Papin, Zilas Hasson, Josh Mogravsky, Meir Kesterman, Michael Ben Lolo, Jacob Silberger, Shalom, and Ezra Hagler, and Yehuda Shitras, and Avi Blumen, Mandelblum, and Harav Avigdor Felder, and Nata Barah, Ferrari, Joseph Katan, Daniel Albert, Joseph Katan. Okay, so have a good day, everybody, and we'll talk more about Bezer Hashem. You can tell the Yolam I came out with a Haggadah Shel Pesach. So those that want to purchase it, $20 for sale, so you can let me know.
Is it in English?
It's not in English. It's in Lashon HaKodesh.